One of the adjustments I had to make moving to Texas a few years ago was living with quite so many Baptists around all the time. It gave me a new appreciation for one of my favorite authors, the great Catholic author Flannery O'Connor. Flannery O'Connor weaved her Catholicism through all of her novels, and particularly, I think, in her short stories. She grew up and lived and wrote in Midgeville, Georgia, right in the heart of Baptist country. And so invariably, as she would go around for a book launch or a book signing or to present one of her short stories to the public, when it appeared in the newspaper or what, she would wind up in a confrontation about faith. Because, of course, a Catholic author in the South was an anomaly. And the fact that the Catholicism leapt off the page in a certain point, infused with the theology of grace and the real presence, just it naturally led to this kind of confrontation. And she describes this event. You may have heard this story, but it's a true story. She described it later in an introduction to another book. She was at a book launch, and the audience, very Baptist, started in on her on the Eucharist. Surely you can't believe that that little host is the body of Christ, or that the chalice holds the actual blood of our Savior poured on the cross. Surely that's absurd. I mean, all of it might be a memory of the Last Supper, but it really is just a symbol, isn't it? And Flannery paused, and it was a young woman. She didn't quite know what to say, so there was a long pause, and she finally responded to the audience by saying, "Well, if it's just a symbol, to hell with it." Now, I would say something like that just to be outrageous. She meant it, because as she described that event later, she says, two thoughts came to mind. First, the devil would never be happier than sowing the lie that the Eucharist is only symbolic. And so, in a certain sense, her response was sending that idea back where it belonged. Second, she said, I'm not a theologian. And yet, at that moment, the words to describe what God is doing for me in the Holy Eucharist failed. What words could I use? And this is like a really famous novelist, you know, so words she knew. What words could I use to describe the kind of love that created me, that created the world and all that's in it, that sent forth his Son, that died on a cross, that gave every last bit of his own blood so that I might live, that I might be healed, and who continues to give himself to me in that same way, in that same love, in the Holy Eucharist. That love is overwhelming. That love is something that can only be lived and experienced. It cannot really be described. And in that, I think Flannery O'Connor has shown herself as the most important theologian for today's feast day of the body and blood of Christ. Because you see, before we come to faith in the real presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, that the Eucharist we receive at Holy Communion is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. Before you come to that faith, there is a deeper faith that is required. It's the faith in how much God loves me. That everything else that is done for our salvation ultimately comes to that love that knows no bounds, that love that just gives itself away, the love that is sacrificial. It's the love that we'd see, of course, displayed on the cross, that the revelation of Christ on the cross is the revelation in time and space of what it looks like for God to love us. Complete. Total, spread open, holding nothing back. And that is the love in which you and I are created. We are made good in God's image. We are redeemed because of that love. That love always goes before us, long before it ever occurs to us to seek after God, to live a life of fidelity and discipleship. Long before it occurs to us even to pray, God has already gone before us in his grace. God has already given us the gift of his Son. And God continues to pour that same love out each and every time we receive the sacraments. There is a marvelous concreteness to the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ. Because what we are confronted by in this solemnity, but what we are confronted by in every single Mass, is this very simple fact, that Christ did not come to give us ideas about who God is. Christ did not come to unfold the philosophy. Christ did not come as some sort of moral teacher or guru. He certainly was not a self-help author. He comes not to give us ideas about God. He comes to give us God. And he gives us God by giving us himself. Ultimately, that is what it is at the heart of our faith. It is at the heart of our experience of coming to church, hearing the word of God proclaimed, and receiving the sacrament of his body and blood. It is at the heart of what happens at baptism, what happens in confirmation, what happens when we go to confession. All of the sacraments are outpourings of grace, outpourings of God's love that make us more into Christ. And so everything that is true and good and holy about our lives of faith, about our living our Christianity, is a response to that. It's a response to God who first loved us. It is a return. It's the experience of someone who has finally realized just how much they're loved and so decide to give something back and so decide to answer it. And the challenge for us, the challenge of faith and discipleship, the challenge of how to be a good Christian in the world, has to begin with that relational understanding of knowing yourself to be loved by God. Every day, and living out of that experience. That's the faith that is grounded in the Eucharist. It's the faith that's grounded in the knowledge that every single time you approach the Lord formally in prayer at Mass, he gives himself to you and invites a response. It's the reason why Saint Augustine could summarize the entire moral life, the entire moral teaching of the church in one sentence. Love, and then do whatever you want. Because if you truly love, if you truly allow yourself to be loved, and love responsibly and responsively in return, what you want will be for your good and the good of the other, always. Love and do whatever you want. Because you can only say that. You can only say that with anything other than irony. If you know yourself to be loved in the way that the crucifix reveals, in the way that the Mass shows forth. Because, of course, the great teaching of the Church is the sacrifice of the Mass and the sacrifice of the cross are one and the same. It is the same way of Christ loving us. If it's only a symbol, I won't say it again. Kids are present. Send it back where it belongs. How about that? But if it's not a symbol, if this is really the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Savior, then everything depends on it. Everything of who we are and how we live depends on it. Today, maybe as you come forward for Holy Communion, make your intention to be renewed in that knowledge of God's love, that knowledge to just how much he gives himself to you completely and without reserve, and allow that knowledge to take root. In that love, you will see your own desires conformed to his, your own desire to be a good Christian flowing out of a real relationship. Not an idea about who God is, but an experience of being loved by the author of even your own humanity. And to live that way, to live in that kind of conviction, to live out of the relationship that the Lord gives to us in the sacraments, particularly baptism, confirmation, and Holy Eucharist, well, that's the kind of love that transforms hearts. That's the kind of love that proclaims the gospel. That's the kind of love that saves the world. If we can do that, if we can bring that experience of love to bear into our families, among our co-workers and our friends, it has that experience of radiating out. This is the thing that can convert the world, because God knows the world needs some converting. With that, we agree with the Baptists. Come back to the center of our faith, though, that Eucharistic faith. Be caught up, as Flannery O'Connor was in that moment, with the wonder and the indescribability of just how much God loves. And live as if that love meant everything. Because it does.